The high school seniors competing for the DYW scholarship came to Ketchikan from all over Alaska.
I'm from Eagle River, Alaska.
And I'm from Juneau.
And I'm from Ketchikan.
Woo!
I'm from Kenny Lake.
I'm from Wasilla.
And I'm from Anchorage, Alaska.
And I'm from North Pole, Alaska. So it's kind of a long trip up here.
And I'm from Soldotna.
The women are going to be competing on Saturday, and the talents they'll be showing off are as varied as the towns and cities they come from. Acrobatics, cello, dramatized poetry, violin, hip-hop dance, singing. Two of them will be performing to rain-themed songs. Here's Rebecca Scott from North Pole.
My talent for Saturday night is going to be Randy Newman's piece, I Think It's Gonna Rain Today. And I know.
She didn't say whether Ketchikan's climate influenced her choice. Many of the girls heard about the Distinguished Young Women Scholarships from high school counselors or past participants from their towns. Three of this year's competitors are from Ketchikan: Michaela McKim, Lisa Torres, and Krista Davis. They know about the competition because it's held here every year. Here's Krista.
You know, I've watched it for basically 7 years since it's been here, and being born here, you know, it's just always a fun thing to go see.
Jenny Sheasley from Anchorage described what she likes about DYW.
It's not just a pageant. You know, people are like, oh, you're going to do a pageant. But no, it's really comprehensive. It encompasses fitness and talent and your scholastics and everything. And so I really, really thought that was pretty neat.
Robert McClory is a counselor at Ketchikan High School who has been involved in organizing Alaska's DYW competition. A few years back, his daughter Amy won.
And oftentimes when people think of scholarships, they think of a very competitive, cutthroat kind of a business in that. And I think what the girls here have found out that it's much more of a cooperative venture.
Many of the girls echoed that statement. Here's Natalie Wade from Juneau and Michaela Rybeck from Soldotna.
This has just been an awesome day and a half already. It's been incredible, and it doesn't feel competitive whatsoever, which is very nice.
Within the day and a half, watching us already grow together as friends, the companionship between each other, our differences have brought us closer.
Because the girls' homes are spread out far around the state, many of them had never met people from other regions in Alaska, and a few had never been to Ketchikan before. Jessica Psyche from Wasilla was happy to take part in Ketchikan activities in the water and forests.
Going kayaking and ziplining, I've never had an experience like that before, so I'm just really grateful.
Lisa Torres is one of the three from Ketchikan.
We do have such a beautiful community, and it's been really great showing all of these ladies from all over Alaska, our wonderful town. And so, you know, everyone's used to always going up to Anchorage for something, but it's really awesome that we're able to have it down here and the support that the whole community brings. So,
you can see the competition tomorrow at the K-Hi Auditorium at 7 p.m. The winner will represent Alaska in the National Distinguished Young Women Competition in Alabama in June. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.